Sunshine, 95 degrees right now at the CBS Broadcast Center on LA's Miracle Mile. The Dow pulling back 84 points at the closing bell, off its worst levels of the day, back to 12,724. NASDAQ went down 13 points at the bell, 2,828, and the S&P 500 down 9 at 1,347. The yield in the 10-year note at 3.22%. The market spooked early on. Before the opening bell, the ADP report came out showing 179,000 private sector jobs were added in the month of April, and that came in slightly below what analysts were expecting. This ahead of the government jobs report for the month of April that'll be coming out first thing Friday morning. We also got a reading on the service sector of the economy. The service sector grew for a 17th straight month in April, but the rate of growth was the slowest since last August. Commodity prices also took a hit today. Looks like the latest inventory numbers brought the price of oil down rather significantly. It closed below $110 a barrel for the first time in a while, back to $109.24 a barrel. Gold took a $25.10 tumble to $1,515.30 an ounce. And the silver markets continue to be quite volatile after the commodity traders increased margin requirements for futures trading. Silver closed down another $3.20 at $39.39 an ounce, about $10 below where it was less than a week ago. Joining us live now, Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thanks for being with us and give us your view of what happened here today.
Good afternoon, Frank. Well, the markets continue the depression of the last several days, and most of it's occurred in the big cap stocks that have had the highest volatility over the last several months, which I think is fairly constructive because of some of those prices have been highly exaggerated. And your commentary about the price of oil and commodities being down, I think, is actually helpful.
All right. Give us your view on where things go from here. This, as the dollar has slipped overseas, and it's, of course, taken a big hit lately, and that has propelled the market higher as our stuff is less expensive to those overseas. Do you think this trend will continue, and what will this mean for the stock market?
I strongly believe that interest rates need to be pushed up here in the United States. Other countries have taken that initiative already, and in recent testimony that I've given, I believe that the interest rates here at the very low level that they've been for such a long period of time are actually contributing significantly to the devaluation of the dollar, which I think is a very dangerous policy for the U.S. government to follow.
I know you've been cautious on the precious metals every time we've spoken, and give us your view of the precious metals at this point.
I would steer clear of the special metals its securities. However, I would very much favor the commodities. I would look for an end to this interim reaction here on the downside, and I'd be prepared to go back into commodities and some of the metals because I believe that those things are in high demand worldwide, and the price over the supply will tend to move those prices upward.
And certainly part of this discussion includes whether the economy is heading for another dip, possibly as a result of the spike in gasoline prices we've been seeing lately. Where do you think things go from here as far as the overall economy is concerned?
I believe the overall economy will continue to improve. It may be slow, but it'll be sure. The efficiency in companies has been shown by the tremendously good performing earnings over the last quarter, and for the coming quarter, the outlook looks pretty solid. I believe that we're going to have a positive economy in general throughout the world. But again, I'm very, very concerned about the U.S. Position relative to the dollar and the Federal Reserve's continuation of this extraordinarily low interest rate.
All right. Are you selling in May and going away, or where are you putting money now and or taking it off the table?
Well, I like some of the China stocks again. The Halter Index has shown a pretty good reaction on the downside here recently. There's been a lot of negative news about some of the problems in the economy in China in the sense that it's getting into an inflationary mode and so on. But I think this is an opportunity to again to look at China stocks. I continue to like the technology stocks. Securities like Cisco's and JDS, Uniphase, are selling at very low prices relative to their earnings. I like, specifically in China, I like the Concord Medical Company and the China Securities Companies, which are two attractive companies. I want to add to it also an area that I have not liked for several years, and that's the airline stocks. Interestingly, Delta's publication today said that they had higher passenger usage this in the month of April than they did last year, which is the first time that has happened. And I believe their ability to constrain their capacity and raise prices is putting the airlines in a highly leveraged position.
Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thank you again for joining us live here in the KNX Business Hour.